For the second time in a matter of months, there's public turmoil among members of the Richmond School Board. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to fill us in.
Yes, Zachary Reed, a reporter in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, wrote a story that got a lot of reads this week in VA News. There is a school board member who has, in her brief 6 months, 7 months in office, has created a number of controversies. The latest is that Shonda Harris Muhammad's husband was arrested for possession and growing of marijuana on the back porch of their home.
Her last tussle with fellow board members involved a doctorate she claimed to hold but was not able to substantiate. That title has now been removed from her nameplate. David, at this point, most of the board wants her to resign.
A majority of school board members have signed an agreement that basically hope she will go away and stop distracting the school board.
But here's what she told WTVR-TV in Richmond.
I am not resigning. I need to make that very clear, that I am not resigning.
And if she doesn't step down, there's really nothing the board can do, is there?
That's correct. There is a recall process in Virginia, but that's up to the residents of her district.
She ran unopposed last year, so it's not apparent that anyone would be waiting in the wings, even if voters in the district recalled her. And at any rate, they don't seem inclined to do that. I guess we should note that Ms. Harris Muhammad herself has not been implicated in any law breaking.
She has not been charged. In subsequent stories, she said she was outraged at the situation.
So, David, it's more of the kind of notoriety that the Board of Education would rather not have.
Richmond City Schools, which is struggling to educate an inner-city population that's largely low-income and disadvantaged, just can't seem to get a break here.
Reverse 911 is used by lots of local governments now to call up and alert people to emergencies. A call came from the city of Virginia Beach recently that many there are questioning.
Right. This is a story written by Mary Beth Cleveland with the Virginian Pilot. As you said, the city has this capability in an emergency situation to call and give people alerts about dangers or safety matters in their area.
The call was to tell residents about a 12-year-old girl who was missing. It came at 3 a.m., and it did not mention that police thought the girl was away from home of her own accord.
Police believe she ran away with friends and then with an older boyfriend. Obviously, an awful situation for any parent who has a 12-year-old daughter going missing. But a lot of residents interviewed by the paper, several residents interviewed by the paper, said they were quite sympathetic and heartbroken at the situation, but they weren't sure it justified waking a bunch of people up at 3 a.m. to tell them about it. You can be sure that in the future, in Virginia Beach at least, they'll be a little bit more careful about waking folks up in the middle of the night.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily roundup of newspaper reporting from across Virginia at vpap.org. Click on VA News. I'm Fred Eccles.